heard a very interesting discussion on Thomas on a podcast called By the Well. It completely changed my previous thinking about Thomas. So in today's sermon, I share this very different perspective on Thomas. The story of Thomas that we read today gives us a new perspective on faith in the modern world. So have you ever been scared to ask a question because you might look silly? Or maybe you were nervous about sharing your doubts because people might think you don't have enough faith. Today's Bible story shows us how doubt can actually lead to a powerful statement of belief. Here's something that might surprise you. We should try to be more like Thomas. Yes, the same disciple people have called Doubting Thomas for hundreds of years is actually someone, at least, we should not criticize. When the other disciples told Thomas, they had seen Jesus alive after he died. Thomas was completely honest. He said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Thomas did not pretend. He didn't claim to believe something he wasn't sure about. Instead, he clearly said what he needed. Thomas wasn't just being doubtful. He was being curious. Mm-hmm. He wanted to experience the risen Jesus for himself, rather than just taking someone else's word for it. Thomas wanted his own meeting with the risen Christ. When Jesus appears, he first says to the scared disciples, "Peace be with you." Then, surprisingly, he shows them his wounds. "Look at my hands and my side. These wounds aren't hidden as something shameful. They are shown as proof, as evidence. Jesus' scars don't take away from his glory after coming back to life. They are an important part of who he is and what he came to do." In a world that's always chasing perfection, this truth is amazing. Being whole doesn't mean having no wounds. Christ's scars become the way we are healed. As the prophet Isaiah said, "By his wounds we are healed." We don't need to hide or deny our own wounds either. Like Christ's wounds, they can become stories of God's healing power and source of healing for others. The wounds actually make us complete. Jesus then breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This personal act reminds us of the creation story where God breathed life into Adam. The same divine breath that created humans now recreates them. Just as God's breath turned dust into a living person in Genesis, Jesus' breath changes scared disciples into bold messengers. The Greek word for spirit is pneuma. It means spirit or soul, and also breath. Each breath we take can remind us that God's spirit is inside us. This breath spirit connects our everyday life to God's life. When we feel breathless with worry, we can remember the peace-giving breath of Christ. When we feel empty, we can remember the Spirit filling the disciples. With this breath comes an important job. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. This isn't about having power over others, but about the church's serious responsibility to continue Christ's work of making peace in the world. We are called to be messengers of forgiveness, to announce and practice making things right. Sometimes this means boldly declaring God's forgiveness. Other times it means the harder work of standing up to unfairness and calling for people to change their ways. Both show love, the kind of love that seeks real healing rather than just covering up problems. Thomas' meeting with Jesus ends with him saying, "My Lord and my God." In this moment of recognition, Thomas moves from doubt to the strongest statement of faith in the whole gospel. Jesus answers with what sounds like a gentle scolding, but is actually a blessing for us. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. This is not criticizing Thomas, but acknowledging that faith works differently for future generations, for us. The author of the Gospel of John ends by telling us why he wrote his book. "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." So, be like Thomas. Be honest about your doubts. Be curious about your faith. Ask the hard questions. Look for your own experience with the risen Christ. Remember that being whole doesn't come from hiding our wounds, but from letting Christ transform them. Take on the responsibility of being peacemakers in a broken world. And when you meet the risen Lord, in the Bible, in prayer, with other believers, in serving others, May you say what Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for welcoming our questions and meeting our doubts with grace. Help us embrace our wounds as pathways to healing and our curiosity as a gateway to deeper faith. May we, like Thomas, encounter you in our questioning and proclaim with conviction, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.